All right. Do we have a number to slap on this baby?
We do. This is episode number 270.
As you're listening to this, we are now probably in the makeup room in McKinney, Texas, getting our nails done and getting ready for what was the Lake Grapevine Highland Games and Music Festival. Now it's going to be in McKinney. So looking forward to seeing Susan and Doug Berry and all the gang out there, Mr. Michael Logan and all the crew. So last weekend, I guess that was the week of the 269 episode, Slappercast, that is, boys and girls. We got hit with some pretty devastating news, and we had to cancel that, which we just – I just can't tell you how much disdain I have for calling a club and telling them that we are not coming. But we had to do it, and it was shocking. It was awful. It was heartbreaking. It was just a sudden loss, and somebody that's been a family member of mine, but somebody that's just been one of the biggest Blackguard fans, supporters, bullhorn advertisers, just ambassador. Everything good, everything that keeps Blackguards afloat, everything that makes Blackguards huge in our head and in our desire to continue and to do more and to 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 more and more. This was a huge loss and sudden, very, very sudden, and far too young and all that said. So we're just there's certain times it has to be done. We're lucky that we don't have people that break a nail or overeat or you know sleep in and miss the game. You know, we don't cancel. I'd love to say we've never canceled, but you know, we don't like to do it. So we canceled a show with one of our absolute favorites, the Sosinox out of Heston, Kansas. And then we canceled the Friday night in Omaha, Nebraska, home aha, if you will, at the Dubliner, and the home of the Mighty Quinn, also the Jubilant J, which to be continued. Put a pin in that, boys and girls. It won't be this episode, but we'll be talking about J Day here very, very soon. J Day. What is J Day? To be continued. Mark this spot. We canceled the Friday in Omaha. We canceled the Saturday at the Myrna Tap in Illinois. And we also canceled the Celebration of Life, which there was another death. Our dear friend Lori, Auntie Lori from the Whip. We were doing a Celebration of Life for Larry Williams, just one of the finest souls, on the planet. Taken too soon, and fucking cancer. She had another death, and we send our deepest sympathies to Auntie Lori. I mean, she's just she's been through so much because she's anybody that knows her knows that she does everything for everybody all the time. She's an amazing woman, and she had a death as well, and. So that was canceled. So we're going to circle back. We're going to make up all these dates. And not only are we going to make them up, but we're going to add to them whatever they were going to be. Always with the Sosinox, it's a great time. We always have a great time at the Dubliner. It doesn't matter if they bring us in on a Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Jeff Quinn, who, you know, some of you know the song, The Man from Omaha, which has recently seen a big, big, big uptick in plays. That was... I blame O'Bannon's. I kind of blame O'Bannon's for that. That was the place where we got the most requests for that song, which
that's true.
You know, we that song is just back in the forefront again. So, and luckily we are starting to record. So that song is going to be heard on tape very, very soon. Yeah. So, that, and then the Myrna Tap is this little gem. Our friend Crusher Hansen, actually forget him. It's not him. It's his sons, the Dr. Pepper champions. They're called the Gun Show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got the twins. And when you talk about big, strong man, when you talk about authority, when you talk about human bulldozers, when you talk about dancing maniacs, Did I say Dr. Pepper? Yeah, they're the champion Dr. Pepper consumers. They're brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Just balls of lightning, two of them. We go up, we see a lot of our friends up there, but we're only going to see them. So, we just have a riot with them. And then, of course, the Rose Bowl, where we initially had met Larry Williams, the late, great, and wonderful Larry Williams. Love that room. Their sound guy's name is, ready, drum roll, Steve McQueen.
And that's right. Yes.
Yeah, better looking, more talented, and he's a hell of a sound guy, nice guy. Anyway, and I believe new owners since we've been there last, but a wonderful room. So all that said, we're going back to rip those holes in those maps and do some damage, and you know, coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So like I said, devastated to you know, for the loss, and this one's going to leave a hole. This is going to leave a hole in the heart of our Blackguard family. And and I will say this, Philadelphia is. I did meet the, and he'll be listening. Actually, I have to tell you, we have to salute the one, the only Tim Duffy, who I ran into up there.
Oh, good.
And Tim Duffy is a walking, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Tim Duffy is the encyclopedia of rock and roll. If Tim Duffy says a date and a stat and a B side and a record speed and a vinyl number and a serial, I mean, that boy knows his stuff. If he says it, don't bet against him. Tim Duffy of Broomall, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yep.
We saw him and we saw his family and we just saw so many, many people. And also, who's probably listening to this is a young fella named Joseph Patrick Moynihan. He's in a place called the Fairfield Hotel, which is also in Broomall, Pennsylvania. And I want to say, mix a little bit of cocaine, a little bit of meth, a little bit of gasoline, a little bit of rocket fuel, and then just put like a double shot of espresso on the top and drink that. Joseph Patrick Moynihan right there. And I don't mean it's all a natural drug. I'm just saying to keep up with him, you would need amazing, amazing man who's also a Blackguard fan now. We welcome you into the fold, young man. So Philadelphia, man, what a great town. What a great town. Yeah. Upper Darby, yeah. Havertown, Broomall, Berwyn, went through all those. We didn't get to see our friend Joe McGee from Marty's in Delco. He's the king of, yes, Delco.
Right.
You know. Yeah, Marty McGee's. So we didn't get to see Joe McGee, and he had extended his condolences also and said, hey, let's go get a coffee. And I just had no time, zero time. So whirlwind of a trip. But like I say, just all kinds of heartbreak, all kinds of sudden, you know. So I say all that to say, Philly, we're coming back. I love seeing our, you know, our friends and family up in Philly. That's a special place, not because of our dear friend, but you know, just the warmth and the acceptance and the love in that town is unbelievable. They may not have the best sports team. They may not have a good baseball team. Their basketball team might be shit. Their cheesesteaks might be bare to middling, but the heart and soul of that town, fucking tops, man. Fucking tops. So,
yes, sir.
Comments in there, motherfuckers. Yeah. you want to put it up against our Tex-Mex? Do it. there's a Slappercast exclusive. So why don't you have any friends? Well, anyway, so how are you doing, young Smalls? What's going on?
All right. I've been working on a web design project and also getting caught up on prodigious saps.
Prodigious Apps. What is that?
Prodigious Apps is the other podcast I do. Also YouTube channel, where my friend Brendan and I talk about nerdy shit. So everything that we don't talk about here, we talk about over there. Although we do talk about music there occasionally. Like what? You know, Star Wars, Superman.
Sounds that great. Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You should say, yeah. She come by sometime.
No, I remember I have to wash my hair.
Yeah.
I have to wash
We have talked about music occasionally too, but that's not really our primary focus.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah, I knew that you were doing another podcast because I believe that you do that one shirtless. Is that correct?
Oh, my secret is out. I see, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Prodigious Apps, okay. Yeah, you should put a link to it right here.
I will.
Yeah, do that. And yeah, speaking of shirtless, where is that? Where is that? Tarzan, Turbo.
No, and that's not even exaggerating, yeah. Turbo just got back from a family weekend in Fredericksburg. And it is his bedtime, so he is not joining us today.
But I'm sure we'll 7 o'clock. Okay. Yeah,
we'll get to see him tomorrow at rehearsal, but you folks have to wait till next week. Yeah.
Yeah. I opened up a social media page and he had no shirt on. I was like, holy fuck, here comes dinner. Shut it down. Like, God damn. Hey, warning. You got to have some kind of, like, you know, some kind of warning, like, you know, remove all children from the. Yeah, he's a. No, in all fairness, he took on about 120 odd days ago. He started, you know, he just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and he turned his life around. And he's one, if you've ever known him, he's one for, he makes his mind up, he's going to do it. It shall be done. So it shall be written. So it shall be done. Turbo's on the way.
Yeah. Not only will it be done, it'll be punched in the face.
Yeah. Hence the seven p.m. bedtime, and he gets the lovely Miss Moxie to read him a bedtime story, rub his belly, and chew up his blueberry muffins for him. And so essentially we're essentially back on track now. This weekend, this coming Saturday and Sunday, McKinney, Texas. We're doing two shows up there for this wonderful, wonderful Highland Games. There's something for everybody. We've done our wonderful interview with Doug and Susan Berry. The size of this festival, I've said from the beginning, this festival is and will be the I don't know if it is. I believe it will be the biggest. I think it's going to be the biggest Highland. Again, I'm not equipped in the, you know, the stats and the figures and the numbers and the turnout for Highland Games, but in the festivals and just events that we have been involved in 20 years, this is one of the fastest growing. I remember, you know, from the first year to the second year, the first year was okay. Second year was great. Third year was amazing. And they just keep going up their number of participants. So for the Highland Games, it's the caber toss. It's the throwing that bale of hay over the, you know, it's essentially a high jump and they keep raising it up and they got to keep throwing it over. There's all kinds of events and clans, you know, they've got the tents for all the clans. They've got great food. They've got great music. They've got, you know, just really something for everybody. There's so much in this. And it's, I suppose we haven't been to this new place. They grew out of Lake Grapevine, these beautiful facility they had in Grapevine, Texas. They've moved now to McKinney to an even bigger. I believe it's two, three, or four times the size of the lake. And the Grapevine was amazing, but the parking now is a whole lot better. They're so excited. So if you're anywhere near McKinney, it's just on the outside of the. I don't want to say the word. Let's just call it the D-bag area. Oh, actually, we're not really that angry with D-bag, are we?
Not now, right?
It seems to be calming down a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've got our, you know, we had a great experience at the
Wounded Ostrich,
which we will be back there in a couple of weeks, actually. So.
Yeah,
and Deep Ellum.
Yeah, so our anger level is subsiding. I mean, is it subsiding? Yeah. Is it? I don't know if it's subsiding. Let's just say we're warming to the D-bag.
Yeah.
We've had the worst luck, the worst time in in old D-Bag and the surrounding areas. But now flowers are blooming. Spring is here. Mm-hmm. We are happily marching towards a calmer, you know, a calmer feeling when it comes to that Southern Oklahoma, we'll call it. So, yeah. So like I said, the size and the scope and the production of these Highland Games in McKinney, it's just grown so much. But they put their heart and soul into this festival. What I mean by that is Doug and Susan. Doug competes with the some of these games, and he's just, you know, huge, big, burly guy. I wouldn't compete I could probably run away faster than he could, but he is a monster. He's just a fucking monster. I mean, he's just big guy. But he and Susan, you'll see them. They go and they walk. They talk to everybody and they go and make sure everybody's doing all right. But while taking care of everybody at the festival, and this is no small festival, so it's great. It's great to bring the kids out. I believe it's dog friendly. I believe it's it's not to be missed.
Yeah, literally, as we learned when we talked to them, a homegrown Highland Games Festival. It literally started in their backyard several years ago. It's a pretty special thing. So I'm really happy for them that they've had such success over these past several years. So it's gonna be great. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's just so these people are. You know, it blows me away. You know, the when I think of festivals and I think of grassroots, homegrown, salt of the earth festivals like this, I always, you know, go to the Western Irish Festival, and Corey and Michael taking that from essentially O'Malley's, you know, the depths of O'Malley's, and building that into this massive festival, and fighting with, but. You know, really having to push back against the city and the very small town of Weston, but it just seems like they just have obstacle after hurdle after unforeseen, you know, just, you know, but those guys don't bet against them. But when you go to a festival like that, you just find these people that have put their heart and soul into it. It's kind of wonderful, and Doug and Susan are no exception. So I would invite you all out. I think it's I think it's going to grow pretty fast. And I think if you're a competitor, if you're a music fan, if you're just a lover of good food and music and, you know, a nice festival atmosphere, this is the place for you. And also our friend Michael Logan from Sherman, he's going to be there. His band's going to be their River Driver. And this time they're going to be playing. I thought they were going to be playing at Sherman. And he said, no. He said, no, well, I'm too busy. So, but he's going to be taking care of this, the sound here again. And another wonderful, we're lucky enough to call him friend, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Let's put the extra slap on the back of this, and we'll call it a day. We'll have hopefully we'll have the gang with us next Slapper Day 271. We'll mm-hmm. have a little documentary coming.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it quite a bit actually last week, but Turbo at that point had not yet received his in-ear molds. Patrick and I got ours in the same day as we were driving to Little Rock. That was our first night using them. So we absolutely love them. Turbo got his first time last weekend. Sorry, the weekend before this past. So we haven't had a chance to get him on camera talking about it yet. So we'll do a whole recap of the whole experience, because we've got footage of us actually getting the molds in our ears and every step of the process. So
yeah,
it's highly recommended if you're musicians and you've been wrestling with you know, you're at just your out of the box Shure 215s or whatever it is. the molded ears make a hell of a lot of difference, but we'll talk about that more next week.
Yeah, and everybody I see on the airplanes and the airports, they've all got those little earbud things that go on. I just never owned any. I don't want any. I don't listen to music. I don't talk on the fucking phone with, you know, cocksuckers on the fucking plane with their earphones on their fuck, man. Oh, but those goofy little fucking white things. I understand you like them. These molded ear, oh my God. Even if you're just listening, if you really want to hear music, you want to hear, you know, truly hear, Go get your ear. You don't have to be a musician. Just for the best listening experience you can ever have.
You've got yours in right now, right? Are you wearing them right now?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no.
Are those the old ones?
Yeah.
Don't really need them for this, obviously.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. Yeah, I nor do I want to hear you that clear.
Right.
When they mold this stuff to your ear, when they mold your ear canals and then you put these on your heads, I mean, just not only can you listen at much lower volume, but the clarity and the percent, again, like we'll talk about next week, but it's just, I can't recommend them highly enough because it was truly, and the first night we put them in was in a place called Little Rock, Arkansas. That night was life-changing as far as performance goes. I kind of fucked up a little bit. I think it should have been there should have been a rehearsal or something with them beforehand because it was it's essentially we'll talk about it next week. But as you can tell, we're very excited about it. We're very happy, and we thank Contro Balance for the wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good.
All right.
So Slappercast episode 270. We thank you. Thank you for listening. Our friends in Pennsylvania, especially our family, this loss will be felt, forever. And we're our hearts are with you. And, we'll see you very, very soon. We're going to go up and we're going to pay tribute, and very, 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 very saddened. But you're in a great town. You got great support, and we're coming for you.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, y'all.
Cheers. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.